This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You might have heard this morning the Social Security cost of living adjustment next year is going to be almost 6%, the biggest bump in 40 years. Thank you, inflation. But just as inflation giveth, so inflation taketh away, specifically for people on fixed incomes. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has that one.
This month, Mary Johnson will start collecting Social Security payments. And she has a message for her fellow first-timers.
You got lucky. This was a big cola.
Johnson is grateful to still be working as a policy analyst for the Senior Citizens League. That income has helped her stay afloat in Virginia, where she lives.
I have to do repairs to my home. I've been waiting for the costs to come down a little bit before I started that. So there's some big expenses ahead.
She's worried about seniors who are having to pay high prices with their retirement savings.
I have sitting beside me over 300 emails that we have received in just the past 2 months from people who are desperate.
Food costs, medical bills, and rising rents are some of their usual concerns. Alston Green, a senior in New York City, had to cut back on some luxuries, like spending at restaurants.
They're charging a surcharge. I mean, I'm not unrealistic. They've had a really hard time.
Even so, he's had to dip into his savings to pay for health insurance. And he isn't sure the increase to Social Security will go that far.
They keep screaming about it being such a big increase. It's not going to be that much of an increase.
The adjustments lift benefits along with inflation, but can't take them back down if prices drop. In that case, seniors may have more buying power, at least for a while. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.